say no, thousands of years old.
There's many different. I told the boys last night, Amishol always has a Masorah Shtei Yeshivas. Yeshiva Shem, Yeshiva Eber, Yisur and Arda. There's a Masorah that even during the Galus of Babel and the Romans, there'll be two yeshivas. So Baruch Hashem, there are many, many different yeshivas in the world. I don't just mean yeshivas, but Darchei HaTorah and ways to learn a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So Baruch Hashem, I really want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and share Torah. And I have to tell you, just meeting some of the boys and looking around, meeting some of the Rebbeim, Ashrechem, Matov Chalkechem, Umanoyim Garalechem, Baruch Hashem, you are wonderful, wonderful. A little bit nostalgic. I went to Kamenetz for high school, so being in this, we were talking about Baruch Bear before, so being in this environment is really very, very special to me. As you know, of course, the primary HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered the Torah to Am Yisrael, Nasa Mana Taras Emes, V'chayol Nata B'Sochenu, and every word and every crown, every keser, every kutsa shel yud has tilu tilim shel halachos, kutsa osof tal talim, shcharos karei, tilu tilim shel halachos. But there's also a certain koach in Am Yisrael. It's almost going to be Yutes Kislev. So Yutes Kislev was the day that the Rebbe was liberated from jail. And probably one of the most famous lines in the Tanya that even non-Chassidim knows. Every year there's a nefesh, a loka, mimal, mamish. There's an emphasis on the mamish. So there's a certain koach in Am Yisrael. Every year that's a part of the Ribono Shel Olam, which means that not only mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered at Har Sinai, which is, and not only Takanas Chachamim, Zeros, and Halachos, but even Minhagim that develop in Am Yisrael, they don't develop out of nowhere. They're not just Stam Minhagim that we decided to eat gefilte fish and we decided to eat macaroons. Minhagim also stem from a people that's saturated in Halacha. They're involved in the Halachic process, involved in Kima Mitzvot, and all of a sudden a minhag sprouts up and doesn't come from nowhere, it doesn't come from a vacuum. It comes from halachic sensibilities, halachic roots. So today I want to tell you about such a minhag. Mara Paskins, as you know, Tanur Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Shubesa. Ner Shubesa doesn't just mean quantity, how many candles you light, based on the basic halacha, obviously, Mahadrin, Midah Mahadrin. It also speaks to the Tzuras HaMitzvah. One of the only mitzvos you have to perform appended to or fixed to the home. If you're homeless, chas v'shalom, you know what kind of mitzvah? If you hold a menorah, take a lulav, doesn't make a difference where you are. Even a piece of matzah, make a difference where you are. Put on tefillin, doesn't. But if you don't have a home, nishkein chanukah, nishkein menorah. You hold a candle, not a menorah. What Lubavitch does, with all the fancy public menorah, it's very, very important. It's not the kiyum mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara Paskin, the second source of Sheshes. Anyone know who Sheshes was? Anyone know anything about Sheshes? What?
Mara,
late Amara. Fourth, and she's blind. Arzav Tiv Nachman. Sheshes said, Achsenai, Chayv Ben Er Chanukah. Sheshes has a chiddush. Because if you're a guest, you don't have a home. You don't have a home, maybe you're potter. Okay, so Sheishas is telling you, Achsenai is Chayv in Erech Hanukkah. And Reb Zeira has to, well, if you're Chayv, it's not your home. So Reb Zeira tells us, okay, you don't really light. You give money to the Baal HaBayis, he lights for you. It's a big sugya. Not going to go into it now. But the whole drama of the sugya, the whole reason that Reb Sheishas has to paskin that you're Chayv, and Reb Zeira is telling you to be Mekayim, because the premise is, if you're not at home, you're not supposed to light in Erech Hanukkah, at least at some level it happened. Sheshes is coming to say, no, you're Nachsanai, so it's like your home, and you give some money. Not for now, I'm sure. Rebbeim will do a good job teaching that whole sugya. But what other mitzvah can you tell me are you pater from if you don't have a home? What are the parallel mitzvahs to Ner Chanukah? What's the obvious one?
Putting a shmir on your house.
What do we call that mitzvah? V'yasisa.
Makah.
If you don't have a house, you put your maka. You can't just build a roof and you build a gate somewhere. There's also maybe an iser, latasim dam beisecha, so maybe it's a mitzvah. They separate, are they together? What other mitzvah? Come on, obvious. Mezuzah. So after mezuzah, you hold the mezuzah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So you put there, nothing wrong. You don't have a home, you put there for the mitzvah. You don't have a home, you put there for Ner Chanukah. Which makes the minhag of lighting in shul very odd. Because shul isn't a home. No one lives there. The person that lights isn't the Baal HaBayis. okay, so it's Hanukkah. It's nice to have all the accoutrements that play the dreidel and all. But make a bracha. Make a bracha on Lachas Ner Hanukkah and Shul. A bracha? I find that in Chinuch, I just had a conversation with a boy in yeshiva. I call it OCD, Orthodox Compulsive Disorder. So, right from, he's always coming over, did I say the same, tell him about it, did I not say the same, tell him about it, should I repeat? From a halacha is, unless you really felt something off when you daven, just be machmer. What's machmer? Don't repeat. Because in kids' minds, being machmer is to say it again. Saying Shem Hashem again. Shema Shachar Shbarach, Shem Shachar Lashav. Something to our bottom, it's really, you know, it's the same. So unless you're mamish sure, they're like when you forget something, I'm sure they're begging, I forget something, you know, you feel like something wrong in your heart. Okay, go. But if at the time you said it, you felt klar, don't go back, because your mind plays a lot of tricks on you. Did I? Didn't I? Say tell him about Nishkin, you know. As we know, that's deal with that. Did I make an editor? Did I make an editor? Rav Aaron told me, anytime a boy comes and says, you're putter, Yetzer Al-Mashe, it's a Nidra Shogig and Nidra Yonzen. I call Mutta Lacha, I call Shara Lacha. I quote Rav Aaron to any boy that comes through that issue. They shouldn't worry about it, because it could get very, very tedious for the boys. Okay. How do you make a bracha? Where does this come from? What's Pshat this minute? The light and shul. Okay, you could say, you know what? The gabbai or the person that lights, he's going to make a bracha, but not at home. No? He lights at home. Some people light at home before shul, depending on when you light, two different shittos. Who lights and say? Most people light say. Does anyone here light shkia? No, light shkia. Shittos Rambam. So the briskers, which I fashion myself as a light shkia. I remember I was in YU. My calculus teacher was one of the rebbeim in YU, and he hated briskers. Every year, calculus fell out, mom's whiskey. So I walk out there in calculus to go light, and they always make fun of me. Ah, there goes the Briscoe going to light. She does a Rambam to light. You want to become she does a Rambam, but you need a candle that's long enough to last till half an hour after it's day. So she does a Rambam, whatever. So sometimes you can light at Shkia time and then come, depending on when they're lighting Shul, Mincha Marit, depending when you dive in Mincha. So how do you make a bracha? Oh, and I have to look at Shul, no one lives there, this is Ner Shabesa. So I'll talk a little bit today. Stuff, Tyra, that I heard from Sava Maraleyan, maybe Yashu Bray Soloveitchik spoke about this. I'll give you two or three mahalach. One is based on a Sefer HaManiak. Anyone know who the Maniak was? Okay, you know your Masara. It's a 12th century, lived in a town in France called Lunil. Anyone know what Lunil means in French? Easy. Moon, lunar, Lunil. Because he comes from the Lunil, they didn't really have the last name so much. Or maybe what about Rabbeinu Reuven Ayach? So many of the Yishonim were starting to write already at this time Svarim, not just Perushim on the Gemara, but Sefer Halacha. Right? The most famous Sefer Halacha that's not based on Gemara is in the Yishonim's time. Well, that's already the 16th century. But which Risho? Famous Risho said, I can't just write a parish in Bava Basra. You see, they knew Gemara so well, they didn't need a Shulchan Aruch. You want another Lacha, you read through Brachas. You want another Lacha Sukkah, you read through Sukkah. But all of a sudden, some Rishon started to feel separate. Who wrote the very famous Rambam? Rambam wrote a Sefer. It's not a parish on Shas. He developed topics that don't naturally correspond to Mesechus. So when you're writing Chachazishas, okay, it's based mostly on Mesechus Kedushim. Rambam Hachs Melachim. Rambam Mesechus Melachim. Rambam Tshuva. Rambam Mesechus Tshuva. The Rambam knew Torah so well that he remap it. You know Torah so well, you don't have to just follow the Torah. Remapped Torah into four different zones. What are the four zones that the Torah mapped Torah into for the first time?
Yerodea.
Hashem Mishpat. It's when you know Torah so deeply, you know, it's like remap it in your mind. I mean, I heard a chair from Rav Aaron. It wasn't on a sugya. It wasn't on a sugya. It was just yamtif. Where's sugya? It was just being like the Tanayim, like talking about topics, not Bava Basra Daf Lamed Daled comparing to a basic Daf Yud Gimel. It's just incredible to see, and that's of course how the Tanayim and Amoraim knew Torah. That's how they mapped it. So Sefer HaManiak, interesting. Rabbeinu Avram Bar Nasan. Yarchi, it was called Yarchi, which is in Hebrew the moon, because it came from Lunil. So he wrote a Sefer on Halacha. He ended up moving to Spain. Keep that in mind. The end of his life. There's a lot of movement in Western Europe because of all the persecutions. So he says, source number three. Says venerally the ein chiyuva beis hakneses ladik near shah chanukah kim bebayish adam darbo. Three lines from the bottom. But elanagu kach al shem shaneis bab in mikdash beis olam. The osim came in mikdash mat olam. Chanukah is chanukas beis mikdash. Partsi bo pratsis uva pritsim bechidaluah. And since so much of the miracle isn't just the decontextualized oil, like oil on Bathurst Street, but it's Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, they defile the Beis HaMikdash, Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have the equivalent, a miniature Beis HaMikdash, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. One pasuk in Yechezkel, Vo'ehi lohem mikdash mat. Same promises that wherever you are, Mikdash mat. In fact, there's some Rishonim who feel the mamish halachas that apply to Beis HaKnesses based on Beis HaMikdash. And maybe even according to some shitas of Isser, of Lotas Nekein Hashem Lokechem, to dismantle parts of the shul in the certain ways and fashion. What are they learning this year? Shmasechta? Hamakas. It's the beginning of Bava Basra, the famous Gemara. The list of Inish Bekinishna. So you know what's happening here, boys? Our lighting in Thornhill, Bathurst, I don't know the names of the streets. In your shul, it's like your lighting. Beis HaMikdash. Zeichel Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the minute came from. To try to capture a little bit of that Beis HaMikdash lighting. And we're going to see other Rishonim who not only agree with the manig that the reason you light in shul is there should be a little bit like Beis HaMikdash, but even at home, when you're lighting in your own home, it has a pihalacha, not just a pihalacha, a pihalacha. Your lighting in your living room is like Hadlaka's Beis HaMikdash. Can you believe it? So let's start with the Gemara and Shabbos. But before the Gemara and Shabbos, a little bit of background. Can you throw away a lulav after Sukkos, al pi halacha? Of course you can. Can you throw away matzah after Pesach?
Yes.
Of course you can. Can you toss the esrog to your kid brother and throw him in? No, because it's an iser, but let's say you have a cat, you don't want to hurt him. Of course you can. Tashmishei, mitzvah, mizrakin. There's no kedusha. Shofar, matzah, lulav, esrog. Shasa mitzvah, you have to be careful. Of course, our minhag is you use it for a mitzvah, you're not going to be disrespectful to it, but I'll be halacha. But what about items that have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on them? That's called not tashmishei mitzvah, and you know what it's called, Mar Megillah? Tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha nignazim. To bury them. What's the Tashmishei Kedusha? Can we give me examples?
Tzitzis.
Nope. Tzitzis is not. Again, be makbid, but if you want to throw tzitzis away, again, don't, but.
Svarim.
Tfilin. Svarim, Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzos, Kisvei HaKodesh, Tanakh, Shem Hashem written on parchment. Oh, Tashmishei Kedusha. So that's the difference, okay? And now you can get Hanaf from Tashmishei Mitzvah. You want to get Hanaf from the Matzah, you eat it. You want to use the. So what would you think about Ner Hanukkah? Ner Chanukah said, is it Shem Hashem and it's Asur to get Hanaf from? Or it's not Shem Hashem, it's like a lulav and an Asur, you can just, what would you say?
It's not.
It's like a mitzvah. All of a sudden, Amar of Yehuda, source number four, Amar of Asi, Asur lahartzel smos, kenege Ner Chanukah. You can't use the Ner Chanukah for personal benefit, to use the light. And because of that, anyone know which minhag we have just so whatever hana you're getting shouldn't be from the Ner Chanukah proper? What do you call that?
Shamash.
Whatever light I'm getting is from the Shamash. What? Why should you get hana from the Ner Chanukah? It's not Tashmishei Kedusha, it's Tashmishei Mitzvah. And most, it's not even that, because it's Eva Mamish. So the Ramban and the Mochamos, it's a long, famous piece that we showed him But we're going to talk about Mechavan Ner Chanukah Mizrachi Alevi. Because Ner Chanukah is the Chag of Neris. So, throughout history, people are given names that have to do with the mayor. Anyone know famous mayors? Who are famous Rabbanim who were named mayor? Anyone know? Reb Meir? Who is Reb Meir's Rebbe? Anyone know? Who gave Reb Meir smicha? Reb Kiva. Who is Reb Meir's Talmud? One was Selmchus. Nachor is his Rebbe. Taught a little bit, Rebbe. Any other famous mayors?
Mayor Shapiro.
Mayor Balanay, some say he was Reb Meir, so.
Mayor Shapiro.
What did he start?
The family.
Very good. Chavetz Chaim. Mer Simcha of Dvinsk, what sefer did he write? And what other sefer? Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha, Mer Simcha. Any mayors in the room here? No mayors? Okay. And Reb Meir's nickname is Reb Naharai. Some say, well, here's Reb Naharai. So, you didn't have always used that. Near mitzvah v'aratarata. So, the Baal HaMor was named Zrachi. Zrachi HaLevi. Also 12th century. He started off in Spain and then moved to Lanil. I mean, I met in the way. Said hello to the demonic. Raise your hand if you're 17. Could you imagine if, let's say, I only know Ben Yamin from the Kollel. Ben Yamin's going to write a sefer, and in a sefer he's going to call it Matnas Ben Yamin or something, or Masas Ben Yamin, and write a sefer saying that all of her Moshe Feinstein's psakim are wrong. Whoa! Everyone's going to be really upset at you. That was the Baal HaMor. He was 17 years old, and he's Rachi HaLevi, and he wrote Pirushim on the Gadol B'Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, who lived in Morocco, or about 150 years before, and what was his name? Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, or Rabbeinu Yitzchak Riff, Rabban Shul Yisrael. And everyone, wow, how could the 17-year-old Baal HaMor, Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi, he wrote two svarim, Umayyad and Nezikin, Umayyad called the Marakata and Marakadol. That's hard to say for him. Remember the yeshiva, like, Shmak of Baal HaMor and that really is like the obstacle course of a sukkah. So like read through a Baal HaMor, you really see how they knew learning. The Ramban is quoting Gemara's the Baal HaMor. It's the hardest. Like if you can read a Baal HaMor Ramban. So let's just read a little Baal HaMor. Laman Diyamar, source number 5. Also Lishtamish L'Arisha L'Rechanaka Kol Tashmish B'mashma Afil Tashmish Mitzvah Tashmish Kedusha Mishim Nekasavar. You listening? What's your name? Look at the Baal HaMor. Kivan Shem Zecher Leneros Ulashemin Shalhichal Asuros Hengba No Kolikar. You know why Asur hurts us most? You know why he can't get enough from their Hanukkah? Because the Shemin that you buy in, what's the supermarket here called?
Sobeys.
The oil you buy in Sobeys, it has Kedushas Hektesh. When you put it into your menorah, it's mamish like Shemin Beis Hamikdash. It's Yisr Mila. Rabbanu Shalom. The oil that you buy was made in Spain and imported on a boat and selling soapies next to chocolates. It's Osir because it has a Shemin. Not just in Beis HaKnesses. Because that's how Chamu Misak in the Mitzvah. Mamish Kedushas Hekdash. And you know what? You say it, and you don't even know you say it. Because our Chamur Misakin, because Ner Chanukah is very abstract. Megillah, we don't need to explain what it is to say it. But Ner Chanukah, the Persimmonis, you have to explain what it is. That's why the Rambam said, Vayishenik Shemachu Yavan, he has to tell us, because it's now a Sefer. So that's why when we light the menorah, we have to explain why we're lighting. So what do we say to explain? Most sores later, it's a nice song, but what do we say to explain what the Ner Chanukah is trying to do? Haneros, Anu Madlikim, Ala Nisim, V'Ala Niflos, Ala Chuas and Chamos. Haneros, Halalu. Can anyone finish the next line? No, you know why you say it. What should you say? Neres Halalu Kodesh Hayim. You should say Neres Halalu Aser Hayim. Mitzvah Hayim. Neres Halalu Aser. Neres Halalu Kodesh. 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 Mamash Kedusha. Can't get hung up. And this isn't even the halakha in Beis HaKnesses. This is halakha in your home. So you see the connection between the manig and the balamor? Now see it right? Because you can tell a lot about a mitzvah by the brachas. Anyone here learn psachim ever? Daf zayin? Anyone? Who learned? You learned? Some. What are the two classic ways to make a bracha? Some brachas begin with. No, brachata. That. It's Ivano. What's the next word? Sometimes it's sometimes it's le. So give me examples of le's. Give me some examples of al. Very good. So how should you make the bracha ner Chanukah? Because the normal rules may not apply. It's machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam. And I don't know who the Rebbeinu Tam was. Who was the Rebbeinu Tam's grandfather?
Rashi.
Where did he live?
France.
Balatosos. The question of what Al and Le is it because of who can do it, or whether it's Asid or Avar? But why do we make a Halachic Ner Shulchanukah? So the Ravid says in Shabbos, the Rambam, source number 6, Inami mitnei shezel habracha hukva al hanero shebemikta shein shel Torah lefikach asur kishel Torah. The nusach habracha is because when you light in your home on Bathurst or Wilson or wherever, it's like you're lighting the menorah space on Mikdash. Lighting the menorah space on Mikdash for reasons I don't have time to explain. It's a little late. Lahadlik is a better type of bracha. I can't explain to you the exact reason, but the Ravid says if the hadlak is near Hanukkah would be separate from Mikdash, you'd make an al. But because you're lighting like based on Mikdash, it's lahadlik near Hanukkah. Guys, I have to tell you, sometimes in high schools, I have to explain this to boys, I have to tell you, that's called lumdus. We take two things that seem very different, and you make them the same. One is a sheet that's a Ravid about Nusach HaBracha. One is the Balamor about Isra HaNoah. Same smart. That's Torah, because Baruch is Torah Zechad. You want to try to see the commonality, the integration, not just separate. That's called Lumbus. What did you say you're learning again?
Makus.
Say, are you learning Zalimim? Kasha Zamam, is it a known age? Should we turn them into the people they were? You know, the first Tais Hashans, about Achraza, Dini Achraza, right? Question of Isha Mazana, Hashem Zaman Lasasla, Lo Lazaro. If you can't do it, so who cares? Just do it to him. I'm sure you. Baruch Hashem. What does one have to do with another? What does the Sheetlis of the Tos Hashans about Hachraza for Edim Zomim as a Mumar have to do with the fact that you can't give Kibbal, Kinevelis, same thing. I'm trying to get to the Amkus. You see, boys, Chazal knew Torah so well. They just came in and started talking about cases, but they knew the svaras that they were snapping their fingers about. We have to try to recreate the svaras. So we had the Balamor, a Ravid, and a Rashi. Why talk about Ben Tam? We could talk about Ben Tam Zayden. There's a very famous question. Anyone know, if you've seen Shabbos, between two famous Amorayim, whether the Ikar mitzvah is the lighting or the Ikar mitzvah is the placement? Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah? You have to do an act of lighting. The nafka mina would be, can you light your kid brother's not bar mitzvah? He'll do the lighting and you'll put it down in the right place. I put it in the right place. What do I care who lights it? Nafka is Rav and Shmuel. Talked about the two yeshivas before, right? So where was Rav the Rosh Yeshiva? Where was Shmuel the Rosh Yeshiva? Shmuel was in?
Narda.
Rav came to Narda, but he didn't want to. You know, maybe it was in Magachir, there'd be a Vo, was it? So he decided to seed way and he went to Surah. It's a pretty successful yeshiva in Surah. Long, long, many, many years. So Rav and Shmuel of Machlokas. What would you say, Alpi Pashtus? The mitzvahs pursue many. So what's the ikkar? The lighting or the placing? blessing. What do I care lights after? Being fires in the nice. Why is it so important to do a hadlaka? That I should take the light and light the candles. Take a look at Rashi, source 7. Hadlaka osa mitzvah nachos mitzvah. Rashi, source 8. I hadlaka osa mitzvah. And mitzvah shulchanaka tliya bahadlaka madlikin. Why? Why is hadlaka so important? Who wants to read the next two words? Kirashchem b'menorah. Because in Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol, when Kohen ever lit, couldn't just have someone else light in place. He had to do Ma'is Hadlaka, Balos Hasaneros. Kohen. So our lighting has to resemble lighting a Beis HaMikdash. Even in your home! Even in your home! Pashtes? So we've seen three Rishonim that even in the home, there's a gedder. Guys, a gedder means like a definition, like a fence. You see, you guys really are really, really, really Baruch Hashem steeped in Torah. Not just to say something stama as a divar machshava, but a pi halacha. The shemen is kodesh. The bracha resembles the hadlaka in Beis HaMikdash. You have to do a maisa hadlaka. But at least in shul, that's what the manik is saying. So remember, Mirtz Hashem in what way to be 2 weeks away, not even a week and a half away when you're on shul. Where do you put the menorah in shul? Let's say this is Mizrach, just to keep your quadrants properly. And that's
southern.
When do you put it?
Southern.
Southern wall. Why?
So the, you start from the east. From
why? See the Shulchan Aruch. Source number 10.
That's
always amazing. Oh, yeah. Umadlikin Beis HaKnesses Manicho Bekosel Darom. Kosel Darom. Why? So take a look at the Mishneh Berurah. Malikin, Mekosel Darim, source 11, or Lashulchan, Shomin, it's a Kosel Darim, Batam, Zechle Menorah, Shemekom, and Mikdash. So even if at home you may not be Mikdash, if we don't agree with the Balamor, we agree with the Ramban, we find another reason for the Bracha, we don't agree with Ramban, even Pes HaMikdash, Pes HaKnesses, Mikdash Miat. Now, let's say this is east, this is west, I'm just, that's north, you put it on the southern wall. I'm on the southern wall, everyone. Should it be like this? Or should it be like this? Not where, but the vector. Should it be east, west, or north, south? Pay attention when you're in shul. Oh, you probably in yeshiva, but you have a lock in yeshiva?
Yeah.
So pay attention. Where should it be? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I don't know if it's here. I'll read the Mishneh Berurah, source number 12. Misajim in Mizrach. You vector it east-west, so basically it's on the southern wall, but like this. Why? Gamken came Minar. The Neres HaMisdar Mikdash Mizrach Barav. The Minar in the base of Mikdash was on the southern wall, but vectored east-west. So look at what you've seen. We've seen 5, 6 halachas. They seem to have nothing to do with one another. Nusach HaBracha. Isser Shemen. Mitzvah Sadlaka, Makam HaMenorah, but they're all the same. Because when Chazal made the mitzvah, they wanted us to not just light, but light is a continuation of the Beis HaMikdash that we were Mechanech on Chanukah. And that's what the Manik says is the reason we light in Beis HaKnesses, and we make a bracha. And we make a bracha. Because it's part of the getter of the mitzvah. It's halacha of the mitzvah. Basic in essence. And the truth is, this is really Ramban on the Torah. Anyone know which Ramban I'm referring to? One of the most famous Rambans. In Parshas Baloscha, the Torah repeats a discussion about the menorah. Why? Because what happens in Nasa? Who knows what happens in Parshas Nasa?
Jealous of the
right. All the Nisim bring their. Who knows what the Nisim brought? Tell me, what are some of the things they brought? Come on, don't worry, give me. What? Not jewelry. Okay, so what animals?
Slaves?
No, not slaves. Imagination.
Kitaris?
Kafachat, Asaraz. Mle Kitaris. I was thinking this week during Katanti, a little bit mischievous, a nice prank to play when the Valkyrie says Katanti is to sing Kae. Your most famous, you know, only twisted mind. Yeah, that's something to laugh at. So, we're talking about the Nisiyah, right? That's why you have to sing when you learn, guys. You have to sing when you learn. Get into your kishkas. To sing, but we're learning second pack of Baba Kama, so the boys sing. We have a good song. So you guys can sing it also. Extra credit on the test if they sing. It's backwards. So we go and we suck this in the shots that starts backwards. That's a pshat. That's the whole question. They're not the case. Is it kasha zamim? Is it separate of losana? That's the whole shaila that I'm sure Rabbi talked about. What are we talking about? We're talking about Ramban. Sarah gets a little bit chalishas enough because he was lazy, and the other Nassim brought everything. There's nothing left. So Hashem tells him, "Don't worry." And then heaven and earth. Shalcha gedolim yishelahem. Don't worry, Aaron. Don't feel bad that you're not giving gifts. You have something more important. You're going to light the menorah. Balos chasaneros. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Ramban says, Ribono Shel Olam, if you're trying to be Menachem Aharon and say, don't worry, you have a lot of important things, that's what you talk about, the menorah? What's your name?
Yitzchak.
Well, you know what? I apologize. Who's a Kohen?
Zahir.
Okay. Disappeared. He's out practicing his Malika. Okay. If you're a Kohen Gadol, what would you... Let's say your job were to tell the Kohen Gadol it's not so bad, you're a chush of a person. What would you do? Tell me, what would you tell him? Don't worry, you are
Kohen Gadol.
You have a special mitzvah?
Yom
Kippur. Very good. You know what I would do? 999999. I'll start singing. Okay. Michas Chavitin, maybe. Everyday special korbanos. You can cut the line. You know, there's something called the line or the pie is going on. Cut the line. Can you imagine you go to Disneyland and you cut the line? I'm the Kohen Gadol. Cut the line. I'm like cutting the line, right? I've been in airports too long. You know, like when you get that pre-TSA, you get to cut the line. Not a hopping off Camino, but you cut the line. It's all to itself. And that's where the Ribono Shel Olam tells Aaron a Kohen. So the Ramban says, no. The mitzvah that you do in Beis HaMikdash of Menorah, everything the Nesiim are going to bring will be buried one day. Have you ever seen the Agalos, the wagons they bought? It's buried. Who knows? In Rome, and it's buried. And have you ever seen the Karas Kesev? It's in the Vatican. It's in the basement. It's buried. Yoshio. Who knows? But your mitzvah's Menorah is going to be forever. It's going to be eternal. What do you mean? The Menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, is not eternal. Yeah, but our menorah that we light is a continuation of the Nos Beis HaMikdash. So when Hashem is telling Aaron, you're going to light the menorah, and that menorah is going to continue even after Beis HaMikdash, because... What's your name?
Hillel.
Hashem told Aaron a Kohen, Hillel what?
Malevsky.
Hillel Malevsky is going to continue your menorah, and Yitzi...
Statsky
is going to continue your menorah, and...
Dovi.
Smoji is going to continue. Hashem told Aaron a coin about you and you and you, and that's what makes your mitzvah, because the Nesiim are going to give a mitzvah, it's going to disappear. But your mitzvah, Shelcha Gedol Mishelahem, will continue. That's what we said. That our menorah, either in the Beis HaKnesses, like the Manik says, like the Mishnah Berurah says, even at home, like the Balamor says, like the Ravid says, like Rashi says, continuation of those Beis HaMikdash. So think about that. Emirat Hashem, next Tuesday night when you light and you say, Neiras Elo L'Kodeshim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Korbanos. This is the closest you're coming to being the Beis HaMikdash. you're lighting a menorah. Like, if you're mamish, lighting a menorah is based on mikdash. Api halacha. And certainly, I'm assuming they daven mincha here, because it's winter, right? So, and you light the menorah here. Not here? You don't. It's really only Sundays. It's really hard today, because most people, because of the schedules, don't really get to see Hadlaka Mezek and Esa. So I always tell Bala Matan when he's speaking, you have a chiyuv to come Erev Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos on Sunday. At least get 3 days of Hadlaka. Because people are very, very nizalza when they come. It's mamish. You know, they come in and be mekayim that mitzvah, Hadlaka Mezek and Esa. You come in. We have 5 minutes, right? A cup of fun. I'll give you a second, Mom. This I heard only from Rav Soloveitchik. I was in a shiur mamash to the end of his career. I didn't hear this from him. You know, everyone's putting out the Torah that they heard from the Rav. And last week in my sefer. So I'll tell you, I came back from yeshiva in 1985. And I went to the Rav shiur. It was the end of the last couple of years of his mamash, the last time he gave shiur. And he was very old, very hard to understand. He gave shiur Hashem Chavav. Kivin Dil Zikaran Kibifnim Dami. Kala Shabaras Ksheves Chos Mishtal Para. So he's very heartbroken. He says, "Who has that scholar?" In his Lithuanian accent. I was mamash like this young boy back from Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. I really had a good spark. So I turned to the boy next to me and said, "Should I say it? Should I not say it? It's from his elevation." I said, "I'm not going to say it." All of a sudden, he's a big rough today. I always kid him about it. He takes my arm and pushes it up in the air. So the rough says, "Yes." And I give the svara. So the rav goes, "No." So when I put out my svara, you know, the Torah that I learned from the rav, be one page. No. That's the Torah I got from the rav. Please, I was zochet to get a no. You know, sometimes a no is also a milah. So this is a mahalach. It's based on the end of the manik. See the end of the manik. So it's number three. The osim kimokin b'mikdash me'at b'gola. Lefarsem hanes lefisha kula miskapsim sham. Listen carefully, boys. It's a very subtle point, but it's really godless. It's really, really godless. The mitzvah of Chanukah is presume nisa. We're mefarsem the nes in two ways. One is to Danny, to Liechtenstein, to Jacob, and to Shimon. And to all the Shimons, Yaakovs, Yehudas, Maisha, Yankel, Spinkles in the world. But when 10 Yidden get together, they're not just Yankel, Spinkel, Maisha, David, Yeshua. What do they become? Minyan. What do we call a minyan? Eida. And that's a whole different mahos. You can be Kaddish Shem Shemayim, you can say Kedusha, Sias Kapayim, Kaddish, Kriyas Atara. If the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa, we don't just want to be mefarsin the nes to Yechidim, we want to be mefarsin the nes to a minyan, to a tzibur, to a group of Yidden that have formed a separate entity. When you're standing next to 9 men, you're not just 10 men assembled. You're a minyan that has the capacity for Mekadei Shem Shemayim in ways that you can't as Yechidim. It's a separate halachic entity. You now become a tzibur. When the Manik says, by the way, I don't have time, it's Mamish in the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva says that lashon exactly in the Shari Tshuva, one of the Shari Tshuva, Tevar Shayin Aleph, I didn't get a chance to. The Rav claims that it's a halacha of being mefarsem ner Chanukah, there with Tzibor in Shul. And that's why, listen very, very carefully, that's why, in a very odd fashion, on Matzei Shabbos, we do something very strange. The Rav claimed. I remember walking by Kagan with my Sadie talking about this Taz. What should you do first? Hadlaka or Havdalah? The night of Matzei Shabbos Chanukah. Logically, what should come first? Havdalah or Hadlaka of the next day?
Havdalah.
And that's what we do at home. But what do we do in Shul? Hadlaka. Based on a Taz, before Havdalah. Why? Why don't we follow the normal, rational, logical sequence? First do Havdalah and Shabbos, and then in Hanukkah. Why? Why? You know why? He said in the name of Chaim. Rav says in the name of Chaim. Because the mitzvah of hadlakas ner chanukah and shul is to be mamlik in front of a minyan. But you only have the mamlik of a minyan if you're still davening. If davening's over, you could be standing 100 people. You're no longer tzibur. You're no longer a shame tzibur because you're not gathering for any tefillah. So we want to make hadlakas ner chanukah, which is supposed to be a piercing for a tzibur, as part of tefillah, while we're still davening and there's still a shame minyan on the seaboard. And in Brisk, evidently, Reb Chaim used to light Ner Chanukah Matzei Shabbos before Vihinoam, before Kaddish. Because he wanted to be in front of a tzibur that was misasef as a tzibur, as a minyan that still had a davish b'ketusha. So somehow that some place became, okay, not before Vihinoam, but before Havdalah, before Aleinu, before, not after. Now, why Dafka Havdalah? I never really understood that Nakuda. Like, well, Havdalah would break the minyan. You still have Aleinu, you still have Kaddish. I never understood that Nakuda. But the general tendency to move Hadlakas Ner Chanukah earlier in Shul, not later, which would be the natural, and that's already in Shulchan Aruch. Anyone from small towns here? Anyone like from Hamilton or smaller towns? No, seriously. It's a big shaila in Achronim. Let's say you're in shul and there's no minyan, which happens very often in the winter. Should you light with a bracha? Big machlokes in Achronim. And I think the Rav talked about like Shabbos afternoon because it's winter. It's good if you live in South Africa. We get a lot of boys in South Africa and Australia. It's now the summer, so they light at 7:30, 8 o'clock. But for us, Shkia Tzeis is very early. What happens if Shabbos, and it's almost Shabbos, you have light before Shabbos, let's say on a Shabbos afternoon in the winter, Friday afternoon, people haven't come to shul yet in small towns. It evidently happened. That's why, by the way, something that it really, really bothers me. I don't know, maybe here it's not so relevant. Because of this understanding, the second understanding that hadlaka beis hakneses with the bracha is only because of its tzibur that's there with the shein tzibur for a minyan, the Rav was very, very against lighting menorah with a bracha in public settings that aren't oriented around a minyan. It's very popular. I don't know, maybe in Chutz Lartz, but in Eretz Yisrael, you make a bar mitzvah, you make a wedding, you make a sheva brachos. At least in Eretz Yisrael, they'll always have a menorah and someone will light with a bracha. Or public events. It bothers me very much. I always try to intervene when I can, but I can't cover the reels. Because it's not just presuming nisa to 100 people at the wedding or 1,000 people. It's shame minyan. If they're in their wedding and there's no minyan, they're just there for bar mitzvah, wedding, family gathering, you know. The ultimate nekama against the Yavanim. I know you guys probably follow the Raptors. But my children follow the Maccabi basketball team. That's a big television basketball team. It's named Maccabi, so it's pretty Hanukkah oriented. So every year there's a big home game. And who do you think they invite to play the Maccabi team on Hanukkah? The Greek team. Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, whatever. So you've got 19,000 kids. They come with their toy swords because they're like in the shields. Rah! Screaming. And they call out the Greek team. Ambush. Boom! Scream. It's poor Greek players. They're all NBA washouts anyway. But they'll come out to this ambush of 19,000 crazy Israeli kids screaming at them. Here are the Greeks! And now the Maccabi start putting up the swords. It gets even better. So then they call out the captain of the Israeli team to light the menorah at half court. And of course, you know he's the captain of the Israeli team because he's the only guy that doesn't play, because most of the teams are NBA washouts that know how to play. They have to have one Israeli on the team. But he's the one that lights because everyone else isn't Jewish. So he comes out, he's not Farabi, he comes out with his kippah. And the Rav was turning over his grave. This whole story, like, you know, please, I'm sure this man, please stop. You know, it was very cute about it because it was written up. The Rav came out against, which older people appreciate, that he was against the minhag of lighting Ner Chanukah in the Beaver Lodge. Because he didn't belong to these like men's clubs, the Beaver Lodge. So they get together for Chanukah. So it's a famous, it's written up against the minhag of lighting Ner Chanukah in the Beaver Lodge. Just imagine the scene in the 50s. It's incredible to see. Anyway, those are the two Malachim. Of course, there's a Masika Satara. There's a Masika Satara that Baruch Hashem is Zocha to. Kihem Chayenu Ve'erach Yameinu Nachos Arichos Yamim. But it's Hashem V'tov Lachem that you're Zocha to learn Torah. You're Zocha to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. And you're Zocha Baruch Hashem Masika. It's like, good laughing also. Simcha Sachayim. Simcha is the deepest emotion a human being feels. Simcha Nava. If you don't feel Simcha Nava, Torah is not seeping down to your neshama. It has to get to that level with a simcha, with his ava. That's the strongest passion the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you. If you don't take that passion and attach it to Torah, it's not going to be in the end. It's not going to be in your neshama. So you have to learn how to laugh and a good sense of humor. Rabbi used to start every share with a good joke, because he wanted to get down to the core of a person's identity. And Baruch Hashem, you all smile. Malvin Shinayim, Ven Shinayim Michalav, Tova Malvin Shinayim Michalav, Yosef Machilo Chalav, keep smiling, keep enjoying Torah. Some of you will come to Eretz Yisrael and learn, some of you will learn here. It's all Baruch Hashem. We're in a world today where, as I told you, there's so many drachim to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so many drachim. Avas Am Yisrael, Avas Taras Yisrael, find your derech. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, if it's here, it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's a yeshiva that looks more, that's more built in the image of this yeshiva, then find it and be matzliach and steigeis and learning. If it's a yeshiva from the world that I come from, the world of the Taras Eretz Yisrael, and the Hezda, as it falls on the Torah's list side, we'd love to have you consider the yeshiva, but you know, that's not for now. That's in Eretz Yisrael. In February, so we'll be back. We thank Rabbi Brian, we thank Rabbi Katz. We should be zocha, I'll give you a bracha. We should be zocha to never, ever, ever, ever celebrate Chanukah again. Because Purim loyasa mitoch zara. Purim will celebrate Moshe Mashiach. Hanukkah, we don't need it anymore. Because all Tafi of Hanukkah is Mechanech the Galus. They give us credit for the Galus. And we don't need it anymore. So Shizachah, this should be the last Hanukkah. You know, it sounds bad. Get your presents, tell your parents, I don't get a guest rabbi. Say, you know, you got cash in while it's still time. Mishnah should be the last Chanukah. We should see each other. The real base on the Kodesh and roll. Remember, we lit Chanukah Neros, but that's already over a bottle. Okay, Chag Sameach.